There we go. Who made who auf Flux FM? Herr Thomas ist hier schon schön am Jam auf der Akustikgitarre. Die beiden Thomases sind bei mir im Studio, die beiden Thomases der Band Who Made Who. Jeppe war gerade rauchen, kommt aber jetzt auch noch rein. Ne? Ist doch schön. Who Made Who haben wir gerade gehört mit Smile. Das ist ein Auszug aus der Kompilation, die sie für die Watergate-Mix-Reihe angefertigt haben. Die 26. Watergate-Mix-Reihe kommt von Who Made Who. Das Besondere bei ihrer Variante dieses klassischen Formats ist die Tatsache, dass sie ausschließlich neue und exklusive Tracks verwendet haben für diese Compilation. Bisher wurde da ja gerne auch mal der ein oder andere Hit untergebracht von Leuten, der ein oder andere Track, der schon funktionierte. Wie man das schafft, einen Mix zu gestalten aus ausschließlich neuen Stücken, der trotzdem so eine Spannungsbögen enthält, das verraten sie uns jetzt. Wir sprechen außerdem über den Unterschied zwischen Reworks und Remixes. Wir sprechen über Nachfolgematerial des 2018er Albums Through the Walls und noch viel, viel mehr. Zunächst sage ich nochmal herzlich willkommen, Jeppe Kjellberg, Thomas Hofding und Thomas Bartfort. Hallo!
Hallo! Dankeschön!
Hallo! It's a family reunion thing.
Yeah. Always nice to be here.
Yeah, we've met so often by now. It's not getting boring. That's not what I want to say.
No, not at all.
But it's like the adrenaline rush is a bit lower than when I'm talking with other bands, because I know that they're friends. Who Made Who are friends.
Yes.
And maybe that's why you gave us a very strong coffee to get our adrenaline going.
I mean, if the whole system doesn't work anymore, let's try it with super strong coffee.
I don't know. I don't know how it ends.
As
this,
they call it.
Yeah. It's going to be a sweaty hands interview, obviously.
Yes.
So how are you doing, guys? Is everything okay? Where are you coming from right now?
We're coming from Copenhagen, Denmark.
Okay.
And we're doing very nice. It's a big thing for us to go here and release it on Watergate, which is a nice club. And we played there half a year after they opened. It's
oh, wow.
Yeah,
see?
In the beginning with the live band. And
nice.
So, yeah.
So the Watergate and you guys go way back as well.
Totally. Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's like a
crazy long.
Wow.
Scary long.
Yeah. But it's a nice location. It's always been a nice club. Yeah. They have a nice way to curate evenings, I think. And you're going to spend the night there tonight. It's going to be, the DJ said, I think you're going to start at 2 or something. So it's going to be
I think it's a little bit later.
Yeah.
It's maybe, 3. Maybe you're right.
3 to 5, 2 to 5.
Something like that.
3 to 5:30.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See? And that's the prime time, guys. Yeah. You're going to have to deliver.
Yeah.
Yes. And you're going to deliver. But I know because I've listened to the mix that you've, to the compilation that you've done for the Watergate mix. And it's an interesting thing because there's only exclusive and new material on there. And normally when you put together a mixtape or a compilation, you tend to hide a little hit here and there, so people, there's a certain point in the hit in the mix where people are definitely dancing because there's hits in there, right?
Yeah.
You did choose to go another way and only put exclusive and new material on there, kind of,
except for maybe one song that you might call a hit
from this,
but it's a new one. It's not a
it's a rework.
There's
it's
no
not a remix.
There.
It's not a
except for this song that everybody in the world knows.
Yeah, it's a Björk song.
Yeah,
and we're gonna show people what you've done to it, and they're gonna have to decide, was it nice what they've done to the song, or was it evil? No, but how did you come up with the idea to not put hits in there to try to make a mixtape that's only made of exclusive and new material? Because it's harder, I think.
Yeah, I think the current like scene, and definitely like also with streaming and stuff, there's so many good playlists out there that you can't compete with, or you shouldn't compete with, because that's another format. There's a lot of good SoundCloud mixtapes, streamings from great DJ sets. So if we wanted to make a difference, we shouldn't do as you can find a lot of other places. So that was one thing. We wanted to distinguish ourselves from the current, thing.
A normal Who Made Who move. You've always tried to distinguish yourself from others. With the band, with the music, with the band, and now you do it again. Okay, second reason?
We travel so much and we meet so many nice people.
Ah, cool.
And we also have a lot of people that likes us. Love, that's a nice thing that people likes us and want to give us tracks.
That's actually a very important thing in a band.
Yeah.
That people generally like you.
So, but the thing is that we especially during the last year, we met so many great producers, great people, and so it wasn't hard for us to reach out to the ones we loved.
Yeah,
and everyone had a track for us, and some didn't. Maybe the track didn't fit the vibe we were going for, but there were some great elements, so we did a remix.
Oh yeah,
so
nice.
That's we just worked the whole thing to make it a whole thing.
Uh-huh.
We curated almost like we would do with when we do an album, like
yeah.
So by both finding the great songs, but also like remixing some so they would fit in the vibe.
There has to be a certain amount of trust within the other bands and artists and DJs and producers towards your guys, because I mean, I wouldn't give my song to like anybody who's asking for, you know, I need a song for a compilation. It's got to be a new one. Don't give me that old
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I would say like, maybe if you're famous and maybe if I really like you or if I really trust you to do something great with the song. So people trusted you, obviously.
Yeah. And that was nice experiencing this, that no matter who we wrote, we wanted to get in touch with, they were like, yeah, I have a look. Some didn't have tracks, but mostly had actually tracks and good tracks as well.
Yeah.
Because one thing is to get a track, now another thing is it should be a good track as well. so we ended up having
Thank you for sending the track. Can you send another one, a good one this time maybe?
I think we had like 50 tracks, and not because they were not bad, they were bad all of them, they were actually, all of them were good. But some just didn't fit in, and some were really good. And also, like, there was one that was hitting right now, actually.
Yeah.
I see it all the time being played by all the biggest DJs, but it didn't fit in.
Okay.
So we just had to cut it, actually.
Cool.
Sometimes when I see, you know, Tale of Us or whoever's playing it, I'm like, oh, maybe we should have put it in.
you've in the very beginning, you said you tried to distinguish yourselves from the other DJs and from the other sets.
Yeah.
You've done that.
Thanks.
See? So congratulations on that. You made it by not putting the hit into the mix. It's a great move, I think. Really, it's a ballsy move, and it's a great move because, as I said, as soon as you have two or three hits in the mix, you know that people are going to dance at this and that point.
Yeah.
But you are getting the people to dance with your skills in the beat making and in the frequency handling. The handling of frequencies, ladies and gentlemen. Big topic with Who Made Who. Now you've reworked kind of the Violently Happy song by Björk. How did you come up with that idea? Because it's one of many Björk songs that have a little techno in them. So I get why Björk is an interesting artist. But what about that song?
I think it was about the bass line, the beginning, right? And I played the bass line on a bass guitar, and that kind of didn't work, but that was the original idea, wasn't it? Like doing the guitars, like the bass lines and the synths with guitar and electric bass.
But I think we picked it because it translates well into Who Made Who. Because it's like typical, like Thomas said, the bass lines are pretty simple with Who Made Who.
Yeah.
And it's like a drone, it keeps on going, the same ones.
Yeah.
It has some melodic elements as well, which is also classic Who Made Who, and the vocals are really beautiful.
Yeah. Which is also classic.
I didn't say that.
But it's a nice
it's
thing.
It's maybe the other way around, that, oh, we struggle with these melodies and you just get a fucking song.
Yeah.
And we can just do our thing. So it's honestly easier.
Yeah.
You know. You know it's gonna work.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't have to do everything yourself.
Yeah. But I mean, it's kind of, I've once talked to Simeon Mobile Disco, I guess, about remixes, and they said it's super easy, or it's easier to remix a song that you find okay than to remix or rework a song that you really love. Because when you really love a song, you don't know which signal to get rid of, you know, because you like all the signals.
I totally agree on that. For me, I was really scared. I was really scared about doing this, honestly, because the original is so strong.
Yeah.
So yeah, but we did it, but I'm still a bit paranoid if it's perfect enough, you know, because Björk's version is so specifically just awesome. It's pure awesomeness.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I still think it was a very good idea to rework that song, because the version of the Björk version was like on top of things when it came out, I think. And now you translated the whole song into a 2019 version.
Yes.
And I think that's what the song needed, kind of like. Sorry, Björk. But your art isn't as timeless as you might think. Let's listen to that
embarrassing moment.
For Björk, who's listening in all the time. Let's listen to Violently Happy in the Who Made Who version. Your partner in crime, Rude, who's that? Where is he from? Rude Hagel.
I think he's from like 500 meters from here.
Okay.
He's a Berlin DJ, producer, also like been doing great stuff for many years, actually.
See.
He's also a resident at Watergate, so it made totally sense to work with him.
Cool.
And it was actually because we hit a kind of a wall. We couldn't really, like, with the parts we made,
yeah,
we couldn't really take it further. Maybe it was because we didn't feel we could live up to.
Yeah.
We were kind of stuck in the our version, and then we're like, oh shit, maybe we can't even make it on the compilation. And we called him, and he was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And he like did the right tweaks.
Okay, cool.
To make it sound better and to make it work, actually.
See, you
are. So without him, it wouldn't be here.
Yeah. And it's another sign for working together with people. Mm. It's always good to get inspired by others. Humed Hund, Rüde Hagelstein mit Violently Happy im Original von Björk. Humed Who? Und Rüde Hagelstein und ihre Nachbearbeitung des Klassikers Violently Happy von Björk. Heute Abend spielen Who Made Who nicht als Band, sondern als DJ-Trio im Prinzip im Watergate und werden dort nochmal die 26. Ausgabe der Watergate Compilations präsentieren, die die Band zusammengestellt hat. Wir haben schon ein bisschen darüber gesprochen, dass diese Compilation aus exklusivem Material und unveröffentlichtem Material besteht, dass sie zusammentragen konnten, weil sie so viele Leute kennen mittlerweile und weil viele Produzenten und DJs der Band trauen. Und viele Produzenten und DJs gesagt haben, ja, ich habe noch einen unveröffentlichten Track, den gebe ich euch für die Mix-CD. Und so ist diese Compilation entstanden. We've talked about the fact that as a band, you've always tried to distinguish yourselves from other bands. You were the indie band that tried to put a club sound or a club sound onto the stage. Now you're a DJ band tonight. Are you going to try to put the live band element into the DJ set? That's what I'm asking.
Kind of.
See?
It's a fine balance.
I see it in the smiles. I'm asking the question, and the smiles are popping up.
But you know, it's hard to find the right balance.
Yes.
When you're doing crossover stuff, it's like a balance, and sometimes you fuck up big time.
Yeah.
And it's always keeping that balance, and you can't be right on point all the time. So sometimes during a set, it's maybe just bar for DJing.
Yeah.
And just one of me and Jeppe standing there with a drink.
Okay.
And sometimes it's bar for standing like, oh my God, what is happening? And me and Jeppe doing gaubler stuff all over the place. Okay.
So what Thomas is trying to explain is that when we play as a DJ team, we play both DJ and live stuff.
Ah, yeah, cool.
And it's basically, it's good. I don't know what he's...
Where does the criticism come from?
I think the big thing is to, because we have both fans that want to hear our songs.
Sure.
So we sing those, the guy sings those live, and mm-hmm. We play sometimes. But we also sometimes need to go with the flow, you know. So we might play like 1.5 hours. Pure rave, a few synthesizers, some epic break with the live synths and percussion, even shit like that. And sometimes we would maybe end the set with like 4 Who Made Who songs.
Cool.
Cool. It's a.
But that's something that, I mean, that's all the DJs prepare their sets, but only to a certain extent, right? To a certain point. Because at some point during the night, you're going to have to start feeling what the audience needs.
Yeah.
It is what it is, right? When you're DJing, you have to feel the room
and
react.
But it's a fun hybrid because sometimes you would see Jeppe climbing a speaker and like he's at a big festival, like with the same attitude. And other times you would see like 2 guys with the heads deep inside the records and the synthesizers. So we go from all over the place.
Oh, that sounds
so
good.
But we tend to have like a disco edge on our, even though if you play like late hours for club, you know, real club, we always have a slight disco edge on our, our tracks. Yeah,
cool. So how do you prepare for that? Is it like a jazz kind of thing that you know what the basis is and then you're going to improvise on top of it?
I think it's very improvised, actually.
Yeah.
But we also have prepared a lot of tracks, of course. But then the way you can mix them together, like you never know, for instance, we never know what the next song is. So it's always like kind of a process, which is very open. And it's really fun. For me, it's a lot of jazz.
And that's another thing that I do like about DJing is the moment of pressure that you have when you've put on the one record and you know there's only 3.5 minutes left to have. That's the time that I have for the next record. Yeah. And the next record's got to be a banger. That's what keeps you awake, besides from the drugs, obviously. But that's what keeps you awake as a DJ, I think. It's really interesting.
Adrenaline rush is quite huge because you can really fuck up.
Yeah.
When it's live, we play our songs, we have our fans, and we can keep it going, yeah, basically. But if it's a two wrong
yeah,
tracks
totally,
or the wrong CD gets stopped,
yeah,
it's kind of fucked.
That's totally true. You have more freedom to fuck stuff up when yeah, you're playing with the live band because people accept a little mistake here and there.
Yeah.
But when the beat is on, people want it to move on. You
but
know,
I think we're doing good because Barfoot is such a talented and experienced DJ, and me and Jeppe, we are used to, you know, singing in front of a crowd,
yeah,
getting a vibe going, and I think this combination is really strong.
Yeah.
So I always feel very safe about you, Barfoot, doing the right
and likewise.
Oh, and now that yeah, he lied. Yeah. You're always super scared.
There were moments of criticism that happened, but it's over now. They're friends again.
But actually, it's really nice. Every time we play a gig, the promoter calls us the other, like a week after. What's your agent's name? Because I want to book you to this and this gig.
Cool.
So it kind of, we get a really good feedback.
Yes. Honestly, I think one of the great things about it feels a little like when we started the yeah, band, like 10, 15 years ago, when this thing was new, there's a band and there's a kick drum.
Yeah,
and it's club music, but it's a band. It's like people went crazy about it and we got all these bookings all over the world.
See?
And now it's like there's a band, there's a kick drum. Fuck that, everybody does it. But I have a feeling that this DJ hybrid we're doing here is like, it's a band, but they're singing. And there's it's like confusing still. So people even when it's bad, it's kind of new and interesting and fresh. And people are like, I'm going to book this. I'm going to check it out.
What about you just said it. You went full circle with the whole thing.
Kind of.
Yeah, because that's kind of like what the philosophy of the band was in the beginning, I think. So do you think that being around clubs more in the next few weeks is going to influence your new music? Because, I mean, the album has been out for a year.
Yeah? Hugely. It's like we're getting more. We're like always like a slalom skier, but we're way over in the electronic field right now.
Cool.
Which is fun. Great.
Cool.
But you never know with us. We could
No.
We just recorded at least 80% live album. With DJ Tennis, who is also a great DJ. So we have this really old school sounding Humid Who DJ Tennis vibe coming.
All right. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I didn't even think that you were that far. I was like, maybe they think about new music, but
no,
we don't record it.
It's going to be a while before it's going to be out, but we just finished it in Miami last week.
So, wow. Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I'm already looking forward to that. Who Made Who? Haben also schon neues Material aufgenommen. Heute Abend bzw. heute Nacht werden sie auftreten im Watergate und dort ihren Watergate-Mix nochmal präsentieren. Natürlich gibt es auch die eine oder andere Live-Performance-Abteilung noch. Innerhalb dieses DJ-Sets könnt ihr euch reinziehen im Watergate. Um 2 solltet ihr da sein. Um 3 geht's die Band hinters Pult. Wer für die Nacht Tickets haben möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir haben Tickets für die Who Made Who DJ / Live-Show heute Abend im Watergate. Und um uns darauf vorzubereiten, hier nochmal ein Track von ihrer Remix-Platte bzw. von ihrer Compilation-Platte. Wir hören Montserrat im Arbet Remix Who Made Who nochmal auf Flux FM 030 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Thank you guys for visiting.
Vielen
Danke.
Dank.
Great fun at tonight's show. And we'll see you again pretty soon, I guess.
Good night to you as well.
Thank
like
you.
Like we talked about.
Yes, thank you. There's going to be some love.